To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Oh, indeed, we have arrived. It is Friday, BTN News listeners, and time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of January, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we ended on Microsoft News yesterday, so let's start with Microsoft News today. How about a walkie-talkie? Nah, Microsoft's not making walkie-talkies. But they are, however, about to integrate it into Microsoft Teams. Yes, Microsoft Teams' new walkie-talkie feature will let users turn smartphones or tablets into a walkie-talkie. That, of course, will work over your data network or Wi-Fi. If it does sound familiar to you, well, it was supposed to happen 2 years ago. In fact, some of you might have been using it already in preview mode. But for the rest of us now that want to relive our childhood at 10 years old, now we can. Now, the original intent for Microsoft to do this was for employees or businesses that run a day-to-day operations inside companies. Hence, maybe that's why there's been a 2-year delay, as companies haven't exactly been completely full. One thing Microsoft actually didn't see coming with Microsoft Teams walkie-talkie feature being used by frontliners. In fact, a lot of frontliners have decided to use their service to help care for patients during the ongoing pandemic. We're going to continue with Microsoft News and a new update. This is for all you Windows 11 users out there, and this new patch is KB59566. You know, for those of you keeping track. The patch is mandatory, so you've got no choice. You've got to install it, but it will address a lot of security problems. And as you probably guessed, it's all part of that inclusion of the January 2022 patch Tuesday fixes. Yeah, I know it's a Friday episode, and most of us have been probably delaying it all week, saying, okay, it's Friday, let's do it now. It is best, though, that Windows users do apply this update ASAP, as it addresses 6 zero-day vulnerabilities and a total of 97 security issues in all. Now, one of the biggest fixes we're seeing for the update is after installing Windows 11, some imaging editing programs may not actually render colors correctly. Particularly, the issue occurs when certain color rendering Win32 APIs return unexpected information or even errors under specific conditions. This update apparently will help fix those problems, at least fingers crossed. And finally, we move from Microsoft, and now we're moving on over to Apple, and oh my goodness gracious, did you need that $20 polishing cloth? Well, guess what? They're back in stock. Yeah, well, it's 19 bucks. You might as well say 20 bucks after tax. Apple's lovely polishing cloth, remember we used to get that free with the first iPhone, is back in stock at least at the company's online store. Now, we all know it was absolutely impossible to find the things before the holidays. Apparently, whoever makes these things completely ran out of textile. To those of you that have been wanting that soft, non-abrasive material polishing cloth that will clean any Apple display, including those nano-textured glass, and you want to do it safely and effectively, well, now you can. Now, if you're thinking about, oh, I'll just go walk into the Apple store and grab the cloth, well, maybe not. From what we're hearing, the cloth is not available in all retail stores. However, though, you shouldn't have any problems, at least as of now, as of today, of ordering one online. Now, if they do run out of stock again, one really has to wonder, is the Apple cloth 2 already in production? Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you want to check out everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, well, you need to head to our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you find all the fantastic BTN shows, including The Photo Show, The Mac Show, The Big Show, and, of course, The News Show as well. You can give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the community at our Slack room today by visiting britishtech.slack.com. News Show, it is weekend time. Have no fear, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.